not going to miss any important stuff.
All right, good evening, everybody. We'll call this meeting to order at 6:33. Will you join us for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, do you tone down your pledge so you're not the only voice that gets heard on that?
No.
No?
Why?
I'm just curious about the recordings. If you'd say it too loud, nobody else can. Not a big deal.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to declare quorum with all three board members present. And we've got the minutes from a couple sets here. Last month's monthly meeting. In your upper right-hand corner, the March 21st date. Michael summarized, obviously, the meeting we had last month. And then on the flip side was last Thursday, where we had a quick meeting to vote on and announce the two roads that we're going to chip seal, which under board business there, they're both listed. And just briefly, it's 140th Street from Butler to Prairie Creek, that mile, and from 170th from Prairie Creek going east, just past kind of the last houses, just around the last curve. It's not going to go all the way to Metal Arc because of the flooding that happens quite frequently there down by the river, just west of the Metal Arc Bridge. So just past the houses there as we make that turn on 171st there. So it's about a mile and three quarters total. And that is looking at, mid to end July on final prep work, and mid August we're shooting for the chip seal. Okay, so I will put a motion on the table to approve these minutes as written. So moved.
Seconded.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? There is no opposed. That's three. And as I say that, I'm going to kind of said both of them. Tell you what, I'll call. Just to be official, I'll do that. The first vote is for the March 21st for last month. Motion made.
Seconded.
Okay. Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion made for the April 11th minutes. So moved.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you. I'm sure somewhere in all the legalese it's supposed to be separate, but. All right. The board reports, Mr. Michael with the clerk.
Only thing that I really have for this month, other than my normal day-to-day stuff, is all the paper records have been properly disposed of, so it's all done.
Okay, not all of them.
What do you mean?
All the ones that we voted on?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, there's no other ones.
What?
Well, there's the...
Oh, because you took everything and scanned it.
Yes, everything is digital.
It's all electronic. Okay, sorry. If you look on the minutes from last month, he's referring to board business number four, where state requirements are we have to keep 10 years of records. So we had a whole bunch of really old records that we just properly got rid of. Okay. Let's see. And Katie.
Had a phone call from the clerk. Or not the clerk, but the Butler County Township Clerk, or Butler County Clerk's Office, regarding some stuff. So we're going to have a quick meeting up there to try to figure out what exactly it is that she's talking about. Because she and I are not on the same page on whatever it is. So just a quick announcement, we're going to go up there, try to sort that out.
This coming Monday at 9 o'clock. She had a question about our 2019 budget.
And 2018 budget.
So we need to finalize something.
Figure out what's going on. I hit up the bank per our minutes from last month. I went to the bank and I'm in the process of getting a new account opened up. to move all of our money over. It's not going to happen immediately because we have checks outstanding that still need to clear the bank. But once those are done, then that account will be officially closed out, and then we'll have our new one up and running, and we'll have new checks for that account. If you grabbed a financial report, you'll notice that for the month of March, we had a beginning bank balance of $370,227.86. We had cleared transactions, giving us a bank balance of $334,657.22. And then we still have some outstanding uncleared transactions, giving us a cash balance of $320,291.50. All the information on all that is in the other pages in the report, if you're wanting to know exactly where all that money went. And my vouchers got moved.
Yeah.
My vouchers, so I guess I'm done for the moment.
Well, there's a couple of the business items have items that we vote on first, because then there's checks that are in the vouchers. It'll make sense when we get to it. Okay. The overseer's report and the trustee's report tonight. Robert unfortunately had to miss again tonight. His mom just got out of the hospital today. She had her cancer surgery last Friday. Originally, they said they were going to let her out tomorrow. And they called him at 1 o'clock this afternoon and said, "We're releasing your mother this afternoon." So he had to go do that and help her get set up from coming out of the hospital. Let's see. They got a little over 68 miles graded on the main roads, and then 8 different neighborhoods. Hauled some of the rock from the quarry. Again, it's been a mixture of the cream and the gray, what they've been crushing. Unfortunately, again, at least 80%, 85% has been the cream rock. And so he's been working with that. Steve also has kept going with his part-time, and Doug with his part-time work. We've got the salt dog. That's completely finished and has a lot of new parts on it, so that's up and ready. And they were finalizing a couple of repairs on the water truck. That one we did a separate adapter that we're setting it up now so that it can spray out of a fire hose. And so what we're hoping to do is a bunch of the culverts that we need to get ready for the chip seal is we're hoping to clean them out rather than have to replace them and spend that kind of money. And so that's, I think that's literally like 95% done. You just got to finish that up. Let's see. I mentioned the chip seal, and okay, that's about it for now. Into the board business. May 1st is our annual insurance renewal for the township. We've got our hazard insurance through EMC. ICI is our agency up in El Dorado that we've been with for 4 or 5 years now. EMC underwrites about 85% of the hazard insurance for heavy equipment and townships government in the state of Kansas. Our workman's comp is with the accident fund, it's called. Back up one step. The premium with EMC, I think, went up about $200 is all. The accident fund premium actually went down by about the same amount. I think that was $208. Going down on the work comp insurance, and then the volunteer insurance stayed the same at $300. So the first motion I will put on the table is to renew our three insurances that we have with ICI, the hazard insurance, the work comp, and the volunteer insurance. So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, the next item on here is our part-time guy, Daniel Harshbarger, started with us in September. Unfortunately, that was when there was a bunch of turmoil, a lot of talk going around the township. He has a position with the Rose Hill Fire Department, and he didn't want his reputation tarnished through the township, so he really cut back his hours with us, and has basically just since, he hasn't worked with us for about 2 months or so. We found out he's taken another job with Donlinger on the side. So we're just going to just end that relationship. It's just mutual. No, there's no not for cause. It's just going our separate ways. So motion on the table to terminate that employment relationship with him. So moved.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. And along those lines, then we have a new employee we'd like to hire. Jeff Johnson has 19 years experience with Sedgwick County. He came as a recommendation from Robert. He is still working for Sedgwick County, but wants a bunch more hours. So he's his hours there, he can work like late afternoons into the evening with us, and definitely weekends. He said pretty much every Saturday, if not Saturday and Sunday. He really wants to get some hours in. Obviously, as a part-time employee, we're going to keep him right around 30 at the most in that regard. He has agreed to 18 an hour over the phone, so I will put a motion on the table to hire him on as a part-time employee at that wage. So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
What's his experience in?
At Sedgwick County. All the heavy equipment on their road building efforts. He started out just literally as a, I forget the position, the entry level utility guy, and is now a... Sorry. He was not an accountant for Sedgwick County. He was a he was on their road crew. And has worked his way up. He's a foreman now. So.
Okay, so I'm keeping notes on my end. I heard two ayes. Did you vote?
I didn't vote. Aye, yes.
Okay, I didn't hear you. Sorry.
Okay. The next item, the vouchers. This is why I moved them down, was just because of the insurance on here. There are a couple of checks to renew our insurance in the vouchers. So that's why I wanted to put that vote in first. Again, to some of you new in the room, Katie does send these to me, and I double-check all of the receipts according to the auditors. So all of these have been looked over.
Actually, I send it to both of them.
That's true, too. Yes.
Michael gives his input, too.
Okay.
Not needed.
Didn't mean to leave you out.
Okay.
So, I will put a motion on the table to accept the vouchers as compiled by Katie for last month. I couldn't think of a good word besides compile.
The vouchers incurred in March 2019. Incurred,
exactly. So moved.
Seconded.
All right. Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. That literally is all the business stuff. We'll go to our citizen discussion. Again, everybody's got 3 minutes. We'll stay here as long as you guys have questions, and we'll go around the room. If you want to keep going, we'll keep going around the room. Did anybody have anything they wanted to chat about?
I got a couple questions.
Well,
go ahead.
He couldn't see your hand right.
Sneaking it up. I was just curious if we've ever done a vehicle count on the cemetery road.
Which cemetery? The Metal Arc north of 160th?
Right. Yeah.
I don't remember off the top of my head, I'll be honest. The spreadsheet has 45 different counts in it, and I don't remember off the top of my head. I could get back to you with that if you want. No, the bigger spreadsheet. That was those were the top 10.
Sorry.
You know what? Tell you what. I just remembered I brought my laptop, so I can pull that up when we're done.
I'm sorry, could I get your name as well?
Nicole.
And your last name?
Armstrong.
Armstrong?
I got a question. You suppose they could get a stick with an orange flag, put on a few of these stop signs around?
The faded ones?
I don't care what color. A guy nearly plowed into my planter the other night behind the tractor. He missed me by maybe a couple of feet.
Okay.
At 160 and no. 160 in Metal Arc.
Okay, and facing which way? South or?
Going south.
Going south.
The east.
So the sign's facing north.
Okay. I was coming from the east going west, and I didn't see nobody, and went on, and there he was. Never slowed down. Missed me by just a couple feet.
Okay.
Maybe a stick with an orange flag tied there to kind of get somebody's attention, at least for a while.
Possibly. All right. I'll see what we can find.
Think about it.
Okay. Sure.
We know who it was.
Okay. I don't.
Did you track him down?
I don't know him, but somebody does. They enlightened him about a stop sign.
There's a lot of people that run the stop signs.
Did they talk to him? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's just a thought.
Fair point. Steve?
Has the contract been signed with APAC?
Not with APAC, no. The rough estimate he gave us before would be real close. Haven't officially signed it, no.
Okay. Well, when I checked, well, there was a window of opportunity there that was going to close. So I don't know.
I drove around with T and Mike. What's the date today? So it would have been around the 10th, roughly April 10th. And Bob didn't seem too worried about it. And Mike actually said that we don't need a contract with the county. He's going to give me final numbers so we know what they are, but he said we didn't need to sign something, which totally surprised me. But Mike at the county said they do close to 100 miles a year of chip seal. So I don't know, keep it going.
Is the money allocated for those two projects?
Yep.
Somehow set aside so that
no surprises. We carried over roughly $105,000 from last year, and we're estimating the total cost on this would be $135,000 between the mile and three quarters, and that counts both road prep, the prime coat, double chip seal, and the culvert and ditch work.
Great.
So rough estimate $135,000 on the total.
Well, thank you.
Sure. Anybody else?
Not my head. He never slowed down. He never stopped after that. He just went on south.
You're awesome, Gil.
It's been interesting to see him hit the track.
You want us to you want to form a posse? Go after this guy?
I know somewhere that can find me.
I don't know if trustee if I have deputizing powers or, but you know somebody can find him. I mean, it's definitely been shown that everybody knows everything about everybody in this township, so it seems somebody could talk to him.
Well, and I can guarantee he's not the only one that's run a stop sign and just...
He would have destroyed me if he hit me.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I've almost been T-boned by somebody doing probably close to 80.
I know.
It's like they just don't care that there's stop signs or anything out there. They don't seem to care.
I don't know if you're when we did.
Never sway his wheel for nothing. I mean,
I don't get it. I don't know.
I looked back and he would zoom right behind me and gone.
Yeah.
Well, what do you expect for other townships?
I tried to attempt it to slow down, which is a normal reaction.
A giant.
Right.
For sure. Yeah. But I kept going.
Well, and because of people like that, I slow down at every intersection, whether or not.
Just go and look.
Even though I've got the right of way, I still slow down looking for people like that.
Okay.
I have a question. You put up signs there just
east of my property, 30 mile an hour and all that good stuff, but you don't enforce them.
The speed limit signs are actually put up, number one, they're put up by the county. Unfortunately, we don't have jurisdiction over those, and worse off, we don't have enforcement jurisdiction over them. That's the Butler Sheriff's Office. I even asked him if we could put up cameras, you know, similar to red light cameras and speed cameras. Can't do that even. So it's
the best thing would be to just take them down.
Why
it
do
just
you?
Just aggravates the kids, and they drive faster.
Okay, that's interesting thought. All right.
I mean, they're in and out of the pictures and everything else.
That I agree. I agree. I think that's time universal from teenagers. If we could, that's your first $1 million. If you can figure out how to change teenagers' attitudes that way, that's a moneymaker right there.
If they enforce it, enough tickets would discourage
you. I agree. And so maybe that's the answer, is a bunch of phone calls to Butler County to say, hey, want some sheriff coverage.
I didn't
down
know
here.
Who was involved.
Sorry?
I said I didn't know who.
Oh, I know, but I mean, if enough people call and say we keep seeing all these cars flying by, and it's a 30 mile an hour zone or any of the, you know, the stop sign even, I would think that if there were enough phone calls that they would respond to it in some way. I would hope.
Well, it's affected me because this one little clown hit the electric pole out front, and that cost me $2,000.
Okay. And that's not something you can go after him for? Or his, I mean, his...
My religion doesn't allow it.
Or his car insurance?
I'm not supposed to sue him.
Not going there. I understand. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
About it. It's ridiculous.
I
mean, it was evident that he was all over the road and everything else. This happened some time back. But I still have to live with it.
I know. It's unfortunate, like we said.
Even if you can't sue them, can you call the police and file a report with them? Because then sometimes they can do it.
I don't know whether the electric company done that or not. It literally blew my meter off of my wall on my home. And I had the dishwasher go out, the washing machine went out, the dryer went out. And I'm having electrical problems.
And is that, so the electric company covers to the meter, but you're responsible for the meter to your house?
Well, they came up there. It just so happened I had come out. And they come up there, carried the meter up there, and real quickly put it on my side of my house. And, of course, they did take him to court as far as that goes.
Okay.
That didn't help me none.
So was that your insurance deductible? I'm trying to figure out where it cost you that money.
Well,
I don't understand.
I don't know what to do.
Because I know a lot of times if you're the victim of something like that, if they know who the individual is and can go after the individual in court and the individual is found guilty, a lot of times they'll actually add restitution into that. So you wouldn't have to sue. It'd be something that the prosecutor usually covers.
Well,
so I don't know.
I have a barrier of a time paying my bills, my taxes, and everything else,
yeah,
replacing appliances, you know, and things like that. And I really don't like the idea that I have to pay for it.
Not good.
Wait till they pave the road, then see how fast they go.
Yeah, I know. Catch 22. Okay, anybody else? All right, here we got 6:57. Call us adjourned.